Y'all, through the magic of podcast wonderment, I am in DC as you're listening to this right now. How cool is that? So, because we knew we were all going to be out of town this week, we got together ahead of time and recorded a draft for the ages. So we got a little advice for someone at the beginning, and then we go into what we affectionately refer to as the first annual inaugural Cast and Blast Florida Fishing Songs Draft, which have quite the caveat to them that cannot be overlapped with boat songs. So hope you guys enjoy it, and here you go. Stay woke. Okay, as I alluded to in the opener, we have who in the room? We have Matt.
Hello.
Nate's sister, Kaylee. Wait, did you just forget? I shot myself in my old sentence structure there. That was terrible. So we have Nate's brother, Matt.
Hello.
Nate's sister, Kaylee.
Hi.
Emily.
Hello.
Myself and Nate. And we are... No?
He said yo.
Yo.
I said yo.
I didn't know what you said. And before we get into our fishing songs draft, the first annual inaugural Scranton Wilkes-Barre for the Cure fishing songs draft, we have an anonymous email.
Yes.
That I felt was appropriate to share with the group. So we're recording this sometime in May. So if you sent this in and didn't get an answer right away, it was well worth the wait, I think. You're going to get it now. So who's reading this? Gilly, do you have it?
I don't. I think Matt's got it.
Yeah, Matt, do you have it?
I got it. I'll read it.
Read the mail, and then we will take turns weighing in on this.
All right. The email goes like this. What's new, y'all? Been listening since duck season and love the show. Y'all crack me up every time. Crap. I got to start that over because I didn't read it right.
No edits.
Just roll with it. This is live.
Y'all crack me up every week and keep me looking forward to Tuesdays. Here's my question. I'm single, got a good job, and I'm fairly active on the dating scene, but I keep running across girls who have no shared interests in outdoor activities. My strategy has become take the girls on an outdoors date, kayaking, fishing, duck hunt. I think this is a good way to do a test earlier in the relationship. However, I'm not having much success. Can y'all weigh in on this?
Yes, we can weigh in on
this. I have lots of thoughts.
Is she the one?
Thank you, Nate.
He doesn't even have a she to ask that question.
That's the point.
Too.
Yeah, he's clearly starting the process off correctly, though.
I disagree entirely.
He's trying to determine who the one is up front, which I think could not be more wrong. Which is brilliant on his part. Go ahead.
Okay, as the resident bachelor male dater on the show. Yeah. You're doing it all wrong, man. You got to find the girl that is into you first, and then you find the girl that is into your activities.
Preach.
As a bachelor male dater on the show, are you interested in submissions if we get any from females or non-traditional
100%
males?
100%. Ladies, my DMs are open.
Ladies.
Okay. Ladies only.
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies only. I'd be up to making new friends,
yeah,
but I don't.
That's fine. Whatever. Kaylee, I know you're dying to weigh in on this. As a single female on the show.
Yes, as the official,
are you open to DMs
of the show
from men, non-traditional females?
As her
just
brother,
men.
I'm going to say
just
no.
Just men. Thank you. But I'm down for friends. My weigh in is, I agree with Matt, like, find the person that likes you. But as someone who looks for guys that are into outdoors, I don't do a lot of outdoors things. Like, I don't hunt all the time, but I like fishing. But I want someone that likes doing outdoors things like fishing and hunting because of my brothers and people I'm with. And it's an interest to me. So I couldn't imagine dating someone that didn't do those things. But
wow.
I don't think that should be your number one, like, deal breaker if she isn't into that. I think there's other things that they can bring to the table.
Nate, do you want to round this out, or do you agree with your siblings on this?
No, I'm kind of agreeing with the siblings because, you know, my fiance doesn't hunt. I mean, she's not really into hunting at all, but she does like to fish. And, you know, so that's a plus, but I didn't really know that until we were into the relationship a little bit, you know? And so, like, I think finding someone who likes you, someone who is comfortable around you and likes you for you and all this good stuff, then figure out the outdoor stuff.
And also test that early on is kind of a red flag.
Red flag.
I don't know. If I was dating a guy and they were like, I'm going to take you out fishing just to test how you're going to react. Like, I'm not down for that at all.
Emily, get in there. Come on.
I have no comment.
You have no comment?
Nope.
Nothing?
Well, I guess I have a question. If she is accepting of your outdoors habits and willing to say, go have a weekend with the boys, go duck hunting, go fishing, do you care that that's not a shared interest? Like, can you find right. common interests elsewhere?
Wow.
Like, does she have childbearing hips? Will she make a good mother?
The hips.
Yeah. Like, does she drink you under the table? I don't know. Whatever your standards are. Like, if she meets everything else.
How does she
look
without a Snapchat filter?
Oh,
that's important.
Great yes. question. Yeah.
Also,
here's how I go ahead.
I just have some general dating advice for all the single men out there.
Oh, please.
So it depends how early on these dates are that you're talking about. But like a duck hunting trip or a fishing trip or a kayaking trip has no outs.
Yeah.
Girls like to have outs on a date, especially early on. You got to give them all the ways to say no or leave as possible. That's why the first 2 to 3 dates should only be drinks or coffee.
Yeah.
Always. 100%.
Let me read part of his message again. My strategy has become take the girls on outdoors date, kayaking, fishing, duck hunt. I think this is a good way to do a test early in the relationship. However, I'm not having much success. Could it be possible that we have some kind of English issue there and he's not having much success fishing or hunting?
No.
No.
Like she's flaring ducks and he's not hooking fish? Like,
well, that's
that,
a whole other problem
entirely. The issue? Like, dude, quit taking them on outdoor dates and you'll catch more fish and shoot more ducks.
Don't think that's his concern.
Problem solved.
Also, do you want to date someone that is always going to go with you on those things? Like, I feel like guys want to have a little break. And like,
retweet.
As a girl, I want a break from whoever I'm dating to sometimes. So like, do you want that person to always want to go with you on every hunt, every fish?
Yeah, there's a difference between a shared interest and an outlet. And
yeah.
if being outdoors is your outlet, maybe it's okay that it's not shared.
I feel like we are changing lives.
Okay.
One show at a time. Like, we're just making the outdoor space a better place.
It's like the Reading Rainbow podcast.
Okay. Here's why we record. That's yes. LeVar Burton's going to stop by in a minute.
Oh, that would be so diverse of us. I would love that.
It would be amazing. I loved LeVar Burton. Okay. Here are the rules for the first annual inaugural fishing song draft. We do have a rule. The song must mention fishing or imply fishing or contain an easily connected fishing reference. Okay, so we had to put some parameters in here so we didn't end up with a lot of Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett, Son of a Sailor list. Like, this has to be differentiated from Boat Songs Draft. And we feel like this is going to be a good one. Like, you guys are going to enjoy this driving down the road. Like, you're going to be like, yeah, this is strong. So...
Question.
Yes, Emily has
will
a question.
There be
they can't see you raise your hand on the radio.
Will there be an accompanying Spotify playlist?
Yes.
For all songs, no matter what happens on the show.
Depends on how I feel when I make the playlist.
That's scary.
Probably.
Okay.
The other thing is we should have recorded doing this, but it was a little messy. We actually really did draw straws.
We did.
We really did.
And we have the straws still for the next time we have
to do this.
It looks
like we're about to snort some lines.
Okay.
Can't say that.
Yeah,
future employers, that is not about to happen.
No. So Emily actually drew the short straw.
I did. I get to
she
go first.
She gets to go first.
So excited.
Then Matt, then Kaylee, then myself, then Nate. So Nate.
So how is it that when we actually draw straws, I'm not physically in the room to do it and I somehow go last?
I can't help you with that, buddy. I'm trying, but I can't.
You've gone first
there's
in
some,
the other
some
73
tomfoolery going around.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you can lodge a protest with the commissioner. That's fine. We will take it under advisement.
Who is moderator of this draft?
I am.
I feel like Steve Thompson should be the commissioner. I just want to put that
my
out
dad
into the ether.
Is the commissioner sure. of something to do with music?
Yes.
That seems like a mistake on a number of levels. Okay, Em, you are up. The first annual Fishing Songs draft. What is your first pick overall?
All right. So I threw this into the group text so everyone's going to be prepared for it. But my first pick is The Thunder Rolls. By Garth
not
Brooks.
A fishing song.
Not at all.
Let me quote a lyric here. 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield. There's a storm moving in. He's headed back from somewhere that he never should have been.
Or
and
she.
The thunder rolls. That is clearly about a fishing trip gone wrong.
With Travis Thompson.
Yes.
Specifically.
Because of the rain.
I don't like my proximity to anything to do with the thunder rolls, first off. Second off, that has nothing to do with fishing, clearly.
It has everything to do with fishing
Nate.
With you, because when the thunder rolls, you decide to get in the boat and
yes.
go fishing.
Yes, preach.
Are you allowing this, or is she?
Well, it can't be on the Spotify playlist.
No, absolutely not.
Because he's not on Spotify.
Yeah.
Rip.
The Jason Aldean of the 90s.
Like, first problem.
Oh my God.
So
you shaved and everything.
Again.
Like, tonight is not your night if you keep bringing that up. I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Second problem is it's not about fishing.
No.
Everyone knows what that song's about.
Yes.
And there's no easily connectable reference to fishing.
It's poor taste, honestly.
I don't know that we know that, though.
It's poor taste.
Because there have been nights where I tell the lady in the mirror, he won't do this again. Tonight will be the last time I wonder where he's been. And it's never to do with
this
having
is a
an
dark
affair.
Turn that we're
this is not a we're positive going down note here. To start on.
Matt, does this stay in the... Is this an allowable pick?
As much as I hate to side with Travis, this is not a fishing
three
song.
3-2. Kaylee, doesn't even matter, but what did you think?
I'm always going to take Gilly's side.
Okay,
hello.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And Garth Brooks'
so,
side.
good pick, babe. You're like the Minnesota Vikings of this draft.
No one knows what that means.
One time the Minnesota Vikings forgot to make their pick, and they ended up not getting the seventh pick of the draft.
Why do they have the Vikings?
They forgot. That's the football team. Never mind. Matt.
All right, so to bring this draft back on track, my first pick, which I think is going to wreck some people's rosters, is...
Some draft boards.
He has a list.
I'm
going to
miss her by Brad Page.
Solid. I knew you were going to take it. I knew you were going to take my number
one
pick.
Classic. It's all about fishing.
That's a great
and how you'd rather fish than have a girlfriend.
Completely about fishing.
At sometimes I can relate to
that. Did
that
make our boat songs list?
It did.
Are we dedicating that song to the person who wrote the letter asking about dating advice?
Ooh.
I'm going to miss her? No, because he's missing all of them. Fish and girls.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten to that point.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten to the ultimatum of me or fishing.
He's practically a eunuch.
Oh, my God.
Also, listener, whoever you are, we thank you for supporting our show.
One less listener now. Kaylee.
Okay.
That was a good pick, Matt. Matt went with like Tom Brady right there. Joe Montana.
Reliable.
Yeah.
Okay, my first pick is Carolina by Eric Church.
That was on my list.
So it's not necessarily like all about fishing, but
he
does talk about fishing.
But it says it in the lyrics.
Yes, he does talk about fishing, Elk River.
Yep.
And
but only
it
in
just,
his mind.
Yeah, there's just something about it that like every time I listen to it, I'm put in like a certain place. And it's really like I'm on the island just chilling and listening to music. And I feel that way about Little Gasparilla, the way he sings about Carolina. So
that's
one of my favorite
pick.
Songs.
This is
solid.
Deep. That's deep.
I cannot believe I'm getting this with the fourth pick in the draft. But the objective correct pick is... Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt.
That was my second pick.
Yeah.
Which was also my first boat song
pick. I was like hoping that would hold out.
Yes, it was.
That's like the greatest song of all songs.
It was my first pick and I called an audible.
Yeah. No, I understand. Mm-hmm. Because that was my second pick, the one you picked. But I think, does anyone have anything to say at that? Do you want to throw shade at that?
No, you can't.
You said Fishing in the Dark, right?
Well, actually, we can make the argument that it's not really about fishing.
That's right. I think it's about encounters.
But it
expressly
says the word fishing.
Right, but you know they're not fishing.
We all know what fishing
is. You can go fishing for the last potato chip in the bag. You can go fishing for things.
Did you know that Nitty Gritty Dirt Band was the first band to ever tour Russia? The first American band ever.
Did you do trivia on this episode?
Yeah.
What a dork.
Nate, you're up, buddy.
All right. I'm going old school. I'm going the Crawdad Song by Woody Guthrie.
Wow.
Which is the you get a line,
I'll get
a pole.
We'll go fishing
in the crawfish hole. Oh, that's a great song. Damn it.
Featured in Boondocks.
A fantastic pick and was on my list, too.
Damn, thank you.
That's a good
one.
Job,
thank
buddy.
You.
Like, I think that's a... There's definitely three teams here that have pulled out in the lead. Matt, Nate, and I. And then there's Kaylee.
Wow, sexist.
Who's building for the future. And then there's Gilly. Who's in a football draft, drafting baseball players. All right, Em, you're up.
Okay.
Here we go. I can tell by the look on her face. This is going to be good.
This is going to be bad.
I'm terrified.
Okay.
Can someone do the 7-second delay?
Can we mute Travis's mic for this one?
Listen. I just need you to be open-minded about this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hotel California.
No.
But
I'm with you.
It's written from the perspective of a fish.
No.
But.
What is wrong with you?
The fish is having a fever dream. while reeled in.
Do you know what Hotel California is about?
Yeah, but if
do you know any of the lyrics?
Did you know have a fever dream when you were coming over this list?
Did you understand the rules?
If you think about it.
You didn't understand
like,
the rules.
Read the lyrics and think about a fish being reeled in and they've like lost their breath and they don't know what's happening.
And they smelled flowers?
Yeah.
Underwater?
Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night in a live well.
Okay.
So I was on board with you because, as I mentioned in Boat Songs, this is the song we played on repeat when I was fishing in the Keys one time when I was younger. But then you completely and utterly lost me as soon as you started talking about the fish.
I will
thing.
Never hear that song the same again, ever.
You're welcome.
I don't feel like that was going to be on anyone else's list or that perspective has ever been uttered about that song. But Matt?
Yeah. So again, bringing it back on track, I feel like that's my job tonight. This is going to ruin, I know, Nate and Kaylee's picks, but Living Part of Life by Boom. Eric Church.
Yep.
Just all-star song. Yep.
I didn't even have it on my list because I had that in the Boat Songs draft.
That was your first pick in the Boat Songs draft.
And I feel like I pick it a lot, but I agree. It's great.
And I said then, and I would say it now, like if you could play just a regular song to be the theme song, that's what I would pick.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just got a cool vibe to it, but the lyrics are cool. That's a good fishing song. All right, Kaylee Grace.
All right, my next one is a newer song by Luke Combs. It's called Beer Never Broke My Heart.
I don't know this one.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really good. He just released it like last Thursday or something. But the first line is, I've had a largemouth bass bust my line. A couple of beautiful girls tell me goodbye. And it's basically like all these things have broken his heart, but beer's never broken his heart. And maybe I just relate beer and fishing together. But it's one of my new favorite songs, and I like it.
That's okay.
You've never heard it, so it's can't really weigh in on
that. Maybe would have saved it for a free agent pick.
Yeah, I think you could have gotten that later in the draft. I think the value there was not high.
Nope.
Okay, well, I've got like most of my board left. I'm going to go... Just for Emily, I'm going to go with Fish from Craig Campbell.
Oh, that song. I love that song.
My parents hate that song.
Oh, that song is awesome.
Which is not about fishing at all.
It's on the par of Double Entendre as Fishing in the Dark, though.
Yeah, it is. I got a theme going, baby.
Oh.
Hey.
Whoa. Okay. I feel very uncomfortable being in this room all
the time. So do I.
All righty. We'll Nate feels uncomfortable. Week, folks.
All right, Nate. What do you think of that pick? Do you have any problems with it?
No, I'm good with that pick.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was still on the board there.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So my second pick, I still got a lot of board left too. I'm going to go 5 Pound Bass by Robert Earl Keane.
From the 80s.
Yep.
Nate's 80s throwback country. City today. Yeah. Tonight.
That was like a popular song in the 80s.
It was, yeah.
It's was a terrible song though. I don't like that pick. I liked your Woody Guthrie pick. I don't like that pick.
All right. That's like your opinion, man.
I need the listeners to weigh in on.
He's so
all
done.
This.
Does anyone know that song?
What is it?
5 Pound Bass. Hold on.
We're gonna play it.
I could sing some songs to kill the time.
Mirrors on the ceiling.
That girl sure loves to fish.
You can cut that out.
Yeah, cut that.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeehaw.
I see a ripple. I hear a splash.
It reminds me of Bullfrog in Love from The Office.
Lord have mercy, it's a 5 pound.
Bass.
Spoiler alert.
All right, I can feel it.
All right, Nate, I'm with you on it.
Sure.
At least you tried to stick to the gist of the draft. Emily.
Yeah.
Speaking of you.
All right. So my third pick. This is the last pick.
We are moving through this with the speed and rhythm of the incomparable Robin Williams. But yes, this is your third pick.
That's okay. I have some free agents.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So I'd like to submit Work It by Missy Elliott from the perspective of.
Oh my gosh.
You're working a lure. Is it worth it? I don't know. Let me work it.
I don't know that song. Can you please sing a little
bit of it? I'll put my thing down, flip it.
Let me work.
And reverse it. And then she mutters some things because that's what happens when you're fishing. There's also a line that says, I love your braids and your mouth full of floss, which clearly is referencing the line. The braided line.
Oh my God.
And the hook in the mouth.
I just feel like we're getting a glimpse into Gilly's brain, and yeah, it's kind of a scary place.
Y'all understand now.
Yeah.
My life.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times you feel like you understand her life. Now right. You understand mine.
Yeah.
That's great, babe.
Ain't no shame, ladies. Do your thing.
Really, really good pick. Matt.
All right. So.
Do you have a song that has anything to do with fishing?
It does. Not entirely, but it mentions fishing. This is It's My Lazy Day by Haggard and Willie.
I don't know this.
Starts out, well, I might have gone fishing. And then he talks about how he's just like chilling at home.
By Merle Haggard?
And well, it's mostly Willie singing it, but it's both of them.
Like, this is an old song.
Old song.
Yes. Okay.
Old song.
Haggard, do
it's
you
My
know?
Lazy Day.
I didn't know. Matt's young. He's very good. That could be some new thing.
Hang on. I'm going to play it.
That the children are into. The youths.
Street youths.
Well, you missed the first lyric. The important part's the first lyric. Talks about fishing. Well, I might have gone fishing. I got to thinking it over. It's very Willie Nelson. The
road to the river. What's the best Willie Nelson song? Is
a mighty long Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Always on my mind.
Always on my mind is the best Willie Nelson song, I think.
Up top on that.
But yeah, that's my third pick.
That's solid. Anytime you can do Merle Haggard.
I had to go a little old school.
Yeah, I love it. That's a good pick, too. Do you see what Matt just did there, Kaylee? Can you try to emulate that?
I'm nervous.
Pick
a song that I'm not on my game today.
You're not.
I'm really not.
This is usually your game, too.
I know. I'm sorry, listeners. Okay, my third pick is Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson.
That's a good one.
How is it nice. About fishing?
It's a river.
Right.
He doesn't mention fishing, but you didn't say it had to mention fishing. You said
implicitly in the song, he fishes the Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Fishing.
No.
Yes. It's tangentially.
He tubes the Chattahoochee. He learned how to swim and he learned how to love a lot of living
down
in
down by the river on
love.
A Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight
talking
implies
cars,
that there is fishing.
Women.
Talking about cars and dreaming about women. They're not
you
fishing.
You don't know what he was doing on the Chattahoochee. He didn't invite you to go with him.
You can't talk and dream while you fish. Really? Is that your stance?
You can't fall in love with fishing on the Chattahoochee River?
There is nothing. Chattahoochee was on my list and I took it off because it does not talk about fishing. Okay. It does not imply fishing.
I think
fishing.
It's implied.
It's implied.
It doesn't.
It's a great song.
If you grow up on the Chattahoochee, you're going to fish the Chattahoochee.
Settle for a burger and a grape snow cone.
That was very respectful of him, by the way.
It was.
Dropped her off early, but he didn't go home.
Yeah, because he went to date number two.
With fishing.
What a scoundrel.
You think Alan Jackson's who submitted that letter earlier? He's lucky in life, but unlucky in love.
Still looking for his...
His Mrs. Jackson?
Yeah.
Wow. I cannot believe this is still on the list because I felt... first off, let me just say this. Say this. Oh, my gosh. Your mother, if she listens to this... Does your mom listen to this? I have no idea.
I hope not.
Okay. If she listens to this, she's going to be so disappointed in the three of you. She's going to be ashamed of the three of you.
Just get your pick. What is it?
The theme song to the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, they were watching that.
Damn, they were watching that when we left the house.
The old fishing hole that's all whistled is, that's the name of the song.
That's good.
That was very good.
I didn't know that was like a legit song.
Anyway, poor Tammy, bless her heart, is probably sitting there with chagrin and she's like, Travis is like the son I never had. But she had two sons.
Wow.
And y'all didn't even pick
her. She kind of had you as a son, too.
I know that was like her favorite show, but that's I feel like they just cemented the whole draft.
That's just
so boring,
man.
Yeah.
That's not boring.
It's predictable.
Oh, my God. Nate.
Okay, Nate, go.
I like the pick. Just
thank you
for what it's worth.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
I like the pick.
Peacemaker.
What a nine.
Okay. I'm gonna go Boondocks by Little Big Town.
Oh, I love it. Because
it does do the you get a line,
I get a pole.
Yeah. We'll go fishing. Yep. Yeah, yep. At the end good of pick. It. And it's a good song. It's one of their first ones that came out, and I like it a lot.
You picked basically the same song twice.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I don't care.
That's a good mix. Sample.
Funny story about this song. This does not have to be in the podcast, but I just wanted you to tell a story. So the member of parliament that I worked for when I was in London, he knows like two country songs. That's one of them, and he loves it. He went to Nashville one time, and he saw them play that song, And he was like, oh, yeah, I really like that song Boondocks. And like his British accent. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I thought it was so good. There you go.
Do you wonder about the fascinating little snippets into American life that people from other countries may have sometimes, though, when like they're influenced by who sings that? Little Big Town?
Yeah.
I think about British people. That's the only relation I have of it.
All right, Emily. Do you have free agents that you'd like to discuss?
I'm scared.
Is this the Jaws theme song?
What the hell?
Baby Shark.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Stop.
Well,
look at this little dancing thing.
If it if it makes anyone feel better, that's probably the closest she's come to a fishing song in this draft.
Yeah, why are you knocking on Chattahoochee when she's picked Work It? He's dancing.
That was awesome, babe. Thanks for that.
Oh, man.
Wait, I can do more, right? Because it's free agent?
Sure.
All About That Bass?
All About the... Oh, my God.
Okay.
Meghan Trainor?
Wow.
Who doesn't love that song?
She's just been mispronouncing it all this time?
Well... She ain't from around here.
Anything else?
She is. She's American. I did want to mention Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I'm so bored of that song. Sorry, Gilly. I'm so bored.
It does reference water.
Water is nothing to do with fishing.
Where do the fish live, Travis?
In the water?
In the dirt?
Everybody write that down. Travis Thompson said water has nothing to do with fishing.
Professional guide.
Book your next trip with Travis Thompson.
He's apparently wide open.
All right, Matt. Free agents?
Free agents.
Was that your last free agent, boo?
Yeah, I'm done with you people. You have no creativity at all.
I only have two free agents because some of my other ones got picked up. But Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
So good. That's a
fishing?
Good one.
Implied.
Okay.
What else would you do sitting on a dock?
Like, I thought he was watching the sunset.
Well, yeah,
watching
you can
waste in time.
Watching the tide.
You can do all that stuff while fishing.
But Otis was not doing all that stuff.
You don't know that.
That would get a challenge had he been in
him?
The draft.
Okay.
He does say that he made the dock his home. So does he live there?
Okay. Too much. My second pick for free agent is
too
buy
much
me
when
a
you
boat.
Read the lyrics.
How
buy me a boat.
Buy me a boat.
Oh,
like Chris Jansen.
That's a great song too.
Not fishing
good
related.
Okay.
Is it?
What?
Wait. Yes, it is. It talks about a fishing pole, right?
Yeti 110 ice
nope.
With some silver bullets.
The Yeti has nothing to do with fishing.
I don't know if it explicitly says fishing, but
buy
it's
me
implied.
A brand new rod and reel. It
yeah,
does say that.
There you go.
Okay. Good. Those are good.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. My free agents are.
Do you have any that were just released yesterday that no one's ever heard of before?
I might have a couple you've never heard of if you don't know who Riley Green is, but we'll get there. The first one is Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours. He talks about going on a fishing trip.
How many Luke Combs songs are on your
like
list?
Two.
Okay.
Okay.
Just checking. You talk about Luke Combs a lot.
Yeah, because he's great. And then I have a song called Same Old Song by Riley Green, and he talks about basically like if he had $1 million, he would fish the same hole, hunt the same woods, drive the same truck, you know, all that stuff. It's really good. It's catchy.
He'd stay the same.
Yeah, he'd stay the same. And then I put Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks because I think that should be on every song draft ever.
Thank you, Kaylee.
And it has nothing
high
to do with
five.
Fishing.
Slip on down to the Oasis. What do you do in an Oasis?
The Oasis,
the Oasis
is a bar.
Or
it's okay.
A body of water.
No.
Yeah.
And there's no fish in Oasis because
they're
in the desert.
In the desert. They dry up.
Oasis.
Well, if you were having a fever dream about the Hotel California, you might fish in Oasis.
Listen, if Gilly can pick Hotel California,
she
I
can't.
Pick Friends in Low
I
Places.
Did. It's
Gilly,
done.
Gilly's entire draft was voided.
It's already been brought in.
I also no. Think of songs that I want to listen to while I'm fishing, and
but
that is
different.
One of them.
That's
the
boat
song draft.
Okay, but what do you do on a boat? You fish. I'm done with all of you.
All right, here you go. Woman Like You. By Lee Bryce.
Love that song.
These are not in any order. Do a lot more offshore fishing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
More drive-through chicken.
Yep.
Oh my God. Spoiler alert, PSA. Popeyes has deep fried Oreos right now. And they are so good,
just
y'all.
Just jump in here with whatever you want to say.
Like, make it a point to go get you a deep fried Oreo from Popeyes. It will change your life.
There you go. That was great, babe. Thank you for that. She Thinks We're Just Fishing by Trace Atkins about the little girl. That's
fantastic.
That
song.
Was almost my pick.
Bring me to tears.
Yeah. We did Eric Church. Love Your Love the Most by Zach Brown.
Yes.
He talks about small
mouth. No, that's Eric Church.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Eric Church. That's right. Sorry.
That was heresy.
Wow.
That was a mistake. Talks about smallmouth bass. Yep. That got me hooked on Sunday afternoon. I got three more, Nate. The 1 3-year-olds by Eric Church.
Oh.
He talks about the tackle box.
I almost put that on my list, but then I was like, Travis is going to be like, meh, meh,
meh. Well, it explicitly talks about a tackle box.
Yeah.
That's directly connected
to
fishing.
Tackle box sinks faster than a fishing pole. The other way around. I don't know.
Two more, and y'all are going to pick on me for it. Beta Hook by Justin Moore.
I thought
that's
about that
one.
One.
Yeah, that was a
good one. I think about you every time I hear that song.
Yeah. That's kind of the song that responds to our listener at the beginning, too. Can she even bait a hook?
It's he.
I know, but I was flipping it around for him.
Yeah, but it's different.
The last one I had is Green Bananas by Jake Owen. You guys know I love to pick on Jake Owen, but that's
song.
A great song.
Yeah. The story behind it's really good,
it's
too.
It's really good.
And I don't know this. Tell
the
me.
The boat, the Green Bananas boat, is also a boat exactly like ours. Same color and everything.
Mm.
The boat he wrote the song about. Go ahead.
So the boat's named Green Bananas?
Well, so I'm going to butcher the backstory a little bit.
I'll help
so
you out with
if
it.
You know
Go
it
ahead.
Better. There was this guy in Jake Owen's life who was really important to him. I can't remember what the relation was. Got sick. And he always told Jake, like, don't buy green bananas. Like, don't wait for life to happen.
Go
like,
fishing.
Go do all the things. Yeah. Like, love your family really well in the moment. Like, do all the important things now because you don't know how much time you have. Guy dies, and Jake wrote the song.
You know the song... Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
It's a better version of that song.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to listen to that.
And less likely to be sung in a Baptist church.
Yeah, but it just never hit mainstream the same way. All right, Nate, do you have any more free agents? I went through a bunch there, sorry.
I mean, y'all pretty much cleaned out my board here. Matt, question.
Answer.
Does Tyler Childers reference fishing in Feathered Indians?
No.
I felt like he does.
That's a great song.
Maybe you know, we have the whole internet at our fingertips.
We do. Yeah, I just.
He talks about a river. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight, but I don't think he talks about
that. That's
fishing.
True. He does talk about a river.
I don't know who that is.
Anyway, no, I don't really have
you
anything.
You need to look him up.
I mean, there was a. Yeah, you need to listen to him. There is one called Gone Fishing by Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby.
Yes, which. It's like an old song, like, well, obviously, because they've both been dead
like
for a million
50s.
Years. But it's from the 50s. That's a great song. And it's like, they came back and did like a duet album like 10 years after that because that song was so popular back in like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby's really the guy in White Christmas.
You know what, Travis?
What, Emily?
I got nothing. It's fine.
Okay. Who won that?
I feel like I won that.
I think I won that, but I think you were close.
You think you win everything.
You did not win it.
I know I didn't win it, but I'm okay. I can admit that and be fine with it.
Nate didn't win it.
There's listeners that think I won it. And their names are Alex Pomerata, and I see you.
Yeah. Yeah, that should tell you something. If you're agreeing with Pomerata on things, that should
take
a hard look at
his name?
Your life.
What was his name? Alan or...
Alpha?
Mr. Alf?
Alf or
Ralph,
because Alex was like that Bert guy, you know, because he was like making fun of my name.
Oh yeah,
he couldn't remember my
name.
Gotcha. Remember?
Yeah, called
so
you Ned. Ned
Tate.
It
didn't
Ned
work.
And Tate.
Move on.
All right. Since you are our guest, would one of you like to stay woke us out of here without spilling your beer?
How about you be louder?
Stay woke.